Open the show with some Tiger talk. We will take your Tiger calls at 248-539-9797. Your Tiger ticket texts to the same number. You want to tweet us at Dungator971. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Audacy app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with video, go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket, and bang, there we are. Hello, bang. Twitch crowd. Bang. Yes.
Bang.
Bang. Bang. And you can participate in the streaming chat there with the fine group of lunatics that are there on a daily basis. Same thing with YouTube.com. Hello, YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and you can watch the show that way as well. All right. So we were just talking about where the Lions, if I were a Cardinal fan, what would concern me. And Arizona's hoping their offensive line can handle the Lions defensive front. It's a great thing to have a great pass rush. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson getting a ton of love, although somehow didn't win Defensive Player of the Week with a 4.5 sack performance. But up front, can a 35-year-old Calvin Beecham handle Aiden Hutchinson? You know, one of their tackles, can they? They've liked what they've seen from their offensive line so far. But this feels like the battle for Detroit to win this game that they have to win. Now, the good news is you can sit here and say, oh, Kyler Murray's tough to bring down. You know who's tough to bring down? Baker Mayfield. And they got to Baker Mayfield. Now, Murray might be even slippery.
He's tougher.
But
they got the experience from a week ago.
Yeah, it's really no different, right? It's, hey, stay in your rush lanes, win your one-on-one battles. And the thing about Hutch now, Hutch is going to be dealing with, we saw him beat double teams last week where, you know, the tight end would chip him and then he'd take on a tackle and he'd still get a sack. So now he might have to deal with the tight end and the chip and the running back coming over and hitting him and the tackle waiting for him.
Well, and a better, let's just face it though, it's a better tackle this week than what he's faced the first 2 weeks.
I mean, it beats him at 35. We'll see.
Not saying he's going to shut him down. I think Hutch will get there. But I'm not expecting a 4.5 sack performance, wow, the dominating performance like we saw last week. But I think Hutchinson can get there. The question is, will he have company? Will the other guys play along, mm-hmm, and join in on the fun? And it looks like Onyeka just missed a couple of chances. He's probably, damn it, I wanted one. But these guys will have an opportunity for sure on Sunday to get home.
248-539-9797. Now, in the meantime, when the Lions have the ball, this isn't, I'm not Lombardi here, okay? I'm not Nick Saban. I think we all understand what they need to do. It's finish drives. You don't have to have an elite football mind. You don't have to be a coach. They've got to finish drives. It's pretty simple. And Arizona, I mean, they've been good on third down this year. They've been better against the run and pass, but they've been better defensively in these two games. And look, Buffalo put up some points. The Rams, I mean, everything might be skewed a little bit because the Rams are a shell of themselves with what they have left. But their yards per carry allowed is top five in the NFL through two games. Now, their passing defense, there's one thing about this. Opposing quarterbacks in the two games, so Stafford and Josh Allen, have completed 75% of their passes in these two games against the Cardinals defense. So it's something that Jared Goff and the pass game should be able to find open receivers. It should be the kind of day where they can get the ball, get it done through the air. I don't know if that's what people want to hear, because it feels like if we're listening to the callers this week, they want more David Montgomery. They want more David Montgomery, even though Montgomery isn't coming off a great statistical game.
Well, I think people want Montgomery when it makes sense to see more Montgomery. And the problem is they didn't get that opportunity last week. They weren't inside the 10-yard line. Mm-hmm. So if you get inside the 10-yard line, I'm with them. Yeah, I'll stand with you guys. Let's see more Montgomery. Otherwise, back off. Let Ben Johnson call the offense. He's going to get his carries, and Jahmyr Gibbs got his carries. And what's wrong with going with the hot hand? Maybe this week it is David Montgomery. It was in the first game. The second game, Jahmyr Gibbs had the hotter hand by a lot. So let it play out with the running back situation. They're going to be fine. I'm interested to see how they get Sam LaPorta more involved.
Well,
because I think that's the correction we're going to see this week.
It's funny. Out of week one, it was like, where's Amon-Ra? He made his appearance in week two. Now it's where's Sam LaPorta? We can't do this every week. We're like, okay, if there's more footballs thrown LaPorta's way, that probably means there's less thrown to somebody else. So we're not going to do this every week of who needs to get the football more. It's just a matter of winning the games and moving the foot. They've moved the football. They haven't finished drives. Laporta is without question a good weapon in the red zone. 8 of his 10 touchdowns were red zone touchdowns last year. And then there's also the case of Tim Patrick, who came in to Detroit, was here for 30 minutes, and got 33 snaps last week against Tampa.
Yeah.
So that's another guy that feels like he's getting crash coursed and could be a red zone threat.
Yeah, but it's through 2 weeks, though. It wasn't just last week without Laporta. Laporta's only been targeted 8 times in 2 weeks, and I think we expected a lot more than that. And I think Sunday's going to be the correction with that one. He'll get a decent amount of targets. Heck, he might even get 8 targets on Sunday. You know, but they'll spread it around. I'm excited about Tim Patrick because of his size and because of his experience in the league. Because you mentioned 33 snaps, that's a lot.
Yep.
Okay. Now, they had a lot of snaps to offer last week, but his first opportunity gets 33. We'll see what percentage he's going to get in the game this week, but he's someone they're looking at. We were put on alert last week when we talked to Jared Goff a week ago, and he mentioned him right off the bat before he was even activated. And we talked to him about it this week, and this is something that's going to be worth watching as the season progresses, because he is the only option they have at wide receiver that's above 6'2".
Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. The Lions are not able to adequately deal with a mobile quarterback, period. Until they prove otherwise, that's exactly how I'm going to feel.
So what team does well with a
It's funny, because, right? I feel like every fan base says the same thing about their team. Can't handle a mobile quarterback. Mobile quarterbacks give people problems. Full stop, right? I mean, they just, it's one thing that they do that gives people problems. And they might put up some stats, but I mean, Baker Mayfield didn't exactly light the world on fire last week. He did make some plays. Credit him. He threw for 185 yards and rushed for 34.
Yeah, but he was perfect when he was throwing the ball. He didn't make any mistakes, completes over 80% of his passes, and literally has a perfect quarterback rating for the game of 158.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said Baker Mayfield.
I'm thinking Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay. I was like, Baker Mayfield was not. Yeah, but anyway, yes, Kyler Murray, if he goes out and has another game like that, but I would take, if Kyler Murray is held to 185 yards passing.
But what about Baker Mayfield?
If Kyler Murray is held to 185 yards passing and 34 yards rushing, are you happy?
Yes.
Okay. Baker Mayfield's a mobile quarterback. So I think we have a recent example of the Lions adequately dealing, as he put it, with a mobile quarterback.
Well, they did, but I also, again, will point to the fact that they were playing without some players on the offense there, on the offensive line in particular. And that plays a role into it, plays a big role into it. But our point about every team just about in the NFL has difficulties once a quarterback decides to take off and run. If they're one of those guys, Kyler Murray is one of those guys. Lamar Jackson is one of those guys. Baker Mayfield, to an extent, is one of those guys. Justin Fields is one of those guys. People have a skill set. And when the play breaks down, it's time for them to take off and go, you're going to have problems.
It's frustrating because you feel like when the quarterback has to scramble, you are in the process of winning the down. And then the quarterback makes you lose it. And I get the frustration with it, but that's what running quarterbacks do. Next text, they are going 1-2, guys. The defense won't travel and won't have the juice of Ford Field behind them. The red zone continues to be very bad for the offense. It doesn't, 1 out of 7 doesn't get fixed overnight. Actually, it can.
The defense has been really good. And don't underestimate the power of the Lions that travel to Arizona. Lions fans.
Yes. Yes. I mean, look, I would imagine we probably got 2 or 3 listeners right now that could pick up the phone and say, I'm going. Arizona is an easy road trip. It's not hard to get Cardinal tickets. And I would suspect that Detroit fans will be present in big numbers. These are plans. These are trips that you plan months in advance. And I suspect Lions fans will be there.
Well, maybe Ben Johnson will pick up the phone and call Matt Patricia and find out what Matt Patricia learned his first year when they took on the Cardinals and Kyler Murray was able to get that win. It was an overtime, I believe. What did you learn from that? Can you pass it on to my guys now so that we can figure this out?
Yeah.
You think if Ben Johnson called Matt Patricia, the first thing Matt Patricia says when he picks up the phone is,
you're welcome.
Yeah. Before we get started, Ben, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what I, you know.
Dude, wasn't
I
that game that. A tie? That was a tie.
Did they end up tying it? I know they went to overtime. Yeah.
Yeah, they tied that game.
Plus, there's a lot of snowbirds and transplants that from in Arizona, the Michiganders out there. And now that we have a good football team, more likely to go to a game as well.
Now, will it be the same juice of Ford Field? Obviously not. But I also don't think this is the, relatively speaking, if you look around the NFL, with all respect to Arizona, isn't considered one of the tough places to go play. But it is still a road trip, yes. 248-539-9797. All right, Lions fans. What do you feature offensively this week? If you are building the game plan, who do you want to see showcased this week? Who is important to have the football in their hands this week? 248-539-9797. Get some college stuff coming up next hour. We'll go inside Allen Park at 1230 with the Birchie Kid here on 97.1 The Ticket.